On today's pregame interview, we talk clothes with Cody Decker. As Cody explained earlier, he was fined a couple of weeks ago for wearing shoes that were too casual. So he's responded by wearing bright, colorful suits, shoes, and bow ties. We asked Cody about his outfit for today's flight.
You know, today I rocked the navy and powdered blue alligator shoes with a nice borderline mad scientist-like navy blue pinstripe. I can't even tell if it was pinstripe. There's like cross-striped suit with a nice navy blue vest, powdered blue undershirt, powdered blue scarf, because you need the scarf to, you know, really show off the ensemble. And, of course, a powdered blue and navy blue striped polka-dotted bow tie. And I looked the balls. I mean, I looked pretty good. Pretty good, man.
So the team knows your personality and knows the story behind these bright, these colorful, classy outfits. Cody Decker, our guest. How about the people in the airport that are not with the ball club? Are you getting comments and looks?
Usually from a flight attendant. I call them flight attendants because they're not stewardesses anymore. Don't make that mistake. It's not 1973, Haggerty. Let's show some respect.
No, thank you. I'm glad you corrected me on that.
You're welcome. And so the flight attendants, you know, the first time I did, I wore this nice purple and black ensemble. I looked fantastic. And borderline, like, if the Joker saw me, he wouldn't know what to do with his happiness. He'd be so happy. And a flight attendant just looked at me and said, "Wow, you look adorable." And I said, "I know." And because she was right. She was dead on. I looked adorable. I looked fantastic. And, you know, the bow tie really does. And occasionally I get more, it's not so much comments as much as looks. They just stare at you like, this guy has a plan today. I don't know what it is, but that guy's got a plan, and he's going to execute it with every fiber of his being. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It looked like I had a plan. Like, yeah, I have somewhere to be. You know, tighten the bow tie a little bit. See ya.
Well, Cody Decker has been our guest. We thank him for his time. Last time we had you on the pregame show, you talked in various accents, and today we talked style and bow ties.
You're actually wrong. That was two times ago.
Two times ago, right. The other time was when you read the lineups with various commentary. You know, one of these times we might actually ask you some questions about baseball. I don't know when, but maybe we'll do that.
You know, it's something that people seem to forget. I do play baseball on occasion. Don't be afraid to ask me about these 30 positions that you have me playing, or, you know, the 100th home run that you said you were going to do an interview with me. You're like, "Oh, that'd be too boring. Let's talk about something else." 100 home runs. All right, let's get it right. Let's 100. That's a great mark of mediocrity. I can't wait to tell my grandkids someday. But son, your pappy once hit 100 home runs in the minor leagues, back in the bush leagues. I'm telling you, they used to come around far and wide to come take a look at your grandpappy hit them dingers. He's like, "That Decker boy hit another round tripper today." The spinning newspapers coming to the screen.
So when you're a grandfather, you're gonna go back and speak like they did in the 1950s. It sounds like
it's getting more like a 1930s paper boy, like. "I don't know if you heard lately, but Lois Lane, she's got the scoop on this new being from out of space, they say. They call him Krypton, but I'm not sure."
Cody, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
Cody Decker, Tucson Padres first baseman, and 29 other positions. We thank him for his time on 1290 AM The Source.